Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Hello, I'm Kendra Vaughn, and you are listening to my 10-minute daily podcast, Reality Reflections. I bought into what this world said would make me happy. Money, prestige, power. And hey, if it feels good, do it, because life is stressful, so party hard. Do whatever makes you happy. But that didn't quite work out, because I felt even more insecure, full of fear, shame, and anxiety, and never ever good enough. Then God found me and flipped my reality upside down and transformed my life. And I want this for everyone. So I left my executive career to help others find true acceptance, supernatural peace, joy, and love that only comes from a relationship with God. Here is my reality reflection for today. Today is a packed day in the Catholic Church. It is the Solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord, and it's the Feast of Fatima. I mean, whoa, what a powerful, packed Thursday. And I was reading the readings, there were so many different options. Optional, you know, this, and optional readings for Feast of Fatima. It was just overwhelming for me. And all I really did think about was how amazing it must have been for them, some of the apostles, to watch Jesus ascend into heaven. What that must have looked like. How incredible that must have been to see. Blessed are those who believe and have not seen. What a beautiful gift of faith. How does one wrap their mind around God? The answer is you don't. You just don't. That's why it's such a beautiful gift. And that's why God, I hope and pray, is coming in your life in a supernatural way where you know for sure that God is real, that the Holy Spirit is living inside you, speaking to you all the time. It is a spiritual battle that we live. I know some people are struggling out there. I know. And I just ask that everyone stop and turn toward the Lord. Turn to the Holy Spirit. Ask God to give you that peace and that love and that joy to kick the fear, the anxiety, the worry, the anger and the frustration and the resentment. Now is not the time to go off the rails and start sinning again or fall back into sin in some way, shape, or form, even sinful thoughts. I mean, we really do need to be conscious about how we're living. And that means calling on the Holy Spirit every moment to be there.
Because the more you call on the spirit, the more the evil spirits are weaponless. They don't have, they're tired, number one. Number two, they know that you get it. That you know immediately when those feelings of fear or those sinful temptations or gluttonous thoughts and lustful thoughts and feelings come over you, that when you call on the name of Jesus Christ and the power of his precious blood, they gotta go. And they're gonna look at you and they're gonna get tired. They're gonna go to somebody else who doesn't have it together, who doesn't know the rules of the game and how to win. The problem is, people don't do it. You go about your life. Before you know it, you're a basket case at the end of the day, and you don't know why. Did you reflect? Did you do an examine and look at your day and see where God was in it and where God wasn't in it? Were you overruled the Holy Spirit promptings? They're simple to do. It's easy to override the Holy Spirit because you're busy. Yeah, I'll get back to you on that. I'll do that later, God. But when you're feeling those promptings and you're paying attention and you do what God motions you to do, I don't know, maybe it's calling someone, or maybe a thought comes into your head and you're like, oh, I should text that person. Or I wonder how that person's doing. And then we don't do anything with it. Yeah, I wonder how that person's doing. Oh, well, I'm going to go make lunch now. It just slides right on by. Maybe God was saying, hey, that person needs you right now. I'm recording this podcast a little late because I have a friend who's needing my help. And I've been all over text. I'm sending her deliverance prayers out of the Father Ripperger, deliverance prayers for the lady. I mean, at the end of the day, I am here to help fight the fight. Strongly recommend that you get that Father Ripperger book. He's an exorcist priest. And there is a lot of evil out there right now. A lot. And it might be coming and affecting you or things in your life. This book has oppression prayers. So you can pray for the protection of your finances, of your properties and your possessions. There's a prayer if you've consecrated yourself to Mary. You basically pray the same prayer of oppression, but it's to Mary because you've already consecrated all of your exterior goods to her. There are protection prayers for you and your family. There are there are devotional prayers in there. And then, of course, at the end, you get to see a list, a litany of spirits that are out there attacking us. This is why St. Paul says, look, we're not living in the physical world. The battle isn't physical. The battle is with powers and principalities and spirits and evil, whose primary role is to mess with your life, to keep you far, far away from God, to put a wedge between you and the Lord, and to make you go to worldly things. When you're upset or you're angry or you're scared, go to drugs, go to alcohol, go to whatever the world says will take that stress relief off. Maybe it's self-gratification, pornography, food. Everything but God. and most importantly, Jesus Christ and his powerful name. So as we sit there and contemplate the ascension of Jesus, know that the Spirit came in us. We've now been given that beautiful faith, and let's use it. Let's fight the fight. It's nothing to be afraid of. If you have confidence that Jesus Christ is our Savior, and that he died for our sins, and that his precious blood wins out, and you believe in the hopes and promises of the Lord, then you have all authority to kick those spirits to the curb. You don't need a priest. You have full control over your body and your soul. So let's take it seriously. And let's thank God, because when you're confronted with something like Jesus rising into the sky, into the heavens, that's pretty heavy. That's heavy if you really, really contemplate it and think about it. But what a gift we have been given. Because really, someone should be saying, that's crazy talk. That can't happen. So let's fight the fight. Kick that evil to the curb with deliverance prayers. Protect your family. There's prayers of protection for your home. There's perimeter prayers. There's the breastplate prayers. It's packed. It's like the manual for war. So let's use it, everyone. Download it on your phone, so you've got them with you. That I've got mine. I've got mine on my phone through Kindle. So I have it. And I have an actual physical book. That's one that I usually, carry around from room to room in my house. And my husband looks at that book and he's like, "Whoa." I said, "Yeah, I'm praying. I'm praying for oppression on our possessions and things that are going on right now." So I do it every day. I have taken a full-blown frontal force on this. This has just been since this week, by the way. I don't pray that prayer every day, but I feel like, wait a minute, I haven't been praying these. So there's probably six that are in there. And the prayer, the breastplate of, I think it's St. Patrick, not St. Michael. I don't know if I said that. Yeah, I think it's St. Patrick. Yep. It's long, but I pray that because Father Ripperger, who's an exorcist priest, says he prays it every day because he gets the kitchen sink thrown at him every day. Right? And so I was like, well, dang, if that works for him, I'm praying it too. And just remember, you have to be confident in the prayer. And at the end, don't forget. Oh, so critical. Fill yourself with God's Spirit. So when you're done casting out whatever you're struggling with and whatever's facing you, feelings, emotions, temptations, etc., then, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, please fill me with the opposite. Peace, purity, joy, love, kindness, forgiveness. It's really important because if you remember the story in the Bible, when the Spirit left the person and went to find a place to go, couldn't find anything, came back to that person, and the quote-unquote house was all swept up and neat, nice and tidy. So he said, hey, I'm going to go out and get seven of my friends worse than me, and we're going to now possess this person because it's all empty. We've got to fill ourselves with the Spirit of God. We want our house completely filled with the Spirit so that when any of those evil spirits come back, they're like, whoa, all right, it's not happening here because this person is filled with the Spirit of God. and continues to call on God and uses Jesus as the weapon Jesus should be used as. And that, my friends, is fighting with all your weapons. And fighting with joy. I'm so happy that I have these prayers. I am so happy that I am a Catholic in the Catholic Church, where people come to Catholic exorcist priests to take care of demons. Other denominations, other religions. What a beautiful sacramental grace. While the prayers aren't sacraments themselves, the sacraments are graces. What a beautiful church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. So blessed to be Catholic. And other things. I'm sorry, this is going long, but yes, the Catholic Church has been infiltrated. There is evil in there. But there's been evil in the church since the very beginning. Judas. And I refuse to let Judas taint my view of Jesus and my loyalty and dedication and love for Jesus and his church. I refuse to let man ruin the beautiful church that Jesus established. So if anyone asks you, how can you still be Catholic with all of the stuff that has gone on in the church, all of the corruption, scandal, abuse, immorality? I say just that. Look, I'm not following Judas. I'm following Jesus and Jesus' church. And yes, man is not perfect and infallible, but the church is. And thank God that consecrating that host during Mass by a priest who's unholy, it doesn't matter. The consecration still happens. Thank goodness that the church doesn't depend on the holiness of men. What a beautiful gift God has given us for those who are listening and those who believe. Faith is powerful. So let's fight and kick those spirits to the curb and live in that joy and love and peace and Spirit of God today and every day. Remember, it's a daily battle. Daily, 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 daily. Throughout the day. So let's surrender ourselves to God and ask Him to lead us. Come, Holy Spirit, come. My guardian angel, Mary, Saint Joseph, all you holy angels and saints, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, guide us and lead us. Pray for us today. Lead us in the fight. Remind us that the Holy Spirit is always within us. Just a call out is all we need for that peace and joy in God. And the weapons of Jesus' name, His precious blood, fill us today, guide us today, enlighten us today, and encourage us today. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired one. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.